This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Jacob Zuma has resigned as South Africa's president following orders from the ruling African National Congress to do so.
No leader should stay beyond the time determined by the people they serve.
During a 30-minute address Wednesday, the 75-year-old Mr. Zuma said he disagreed with the way the ANC pressured him to step down amid years of corruption allegations.
I do not fear exiting political office. However, I have only asked my party to articulate my transgressions and the reason for its immediate instruction that I vacate office.
Mr. Zuma's position was weakened after Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa was elected by the ANC to replace him as party leader in December. Mr. Zuma faced another no-confidence motion in Parliament. His decision ends a long career as an anti-apartheid resistance fighter who took office in 2009, but his reputation has been tarnished by corruption allegations that he's denied. Ramaphosa could be sworn in as president as early as Friday. A 19-year-old gunman is in custody after returning to a Florida high school where he had been expelled and opened fire, killing 17, wounding several others. Scott Israel, Broward County Sheriff, said the investigation into the cause is underway.
We've already began to dissect his websites and the things that social media that he was on, and some of the things have come to mind are very, very disturbing.
The shooting took place in Parkland, Florida, about 70 kilometers north of Miami. The suspect is identified as Nicholas Cruz. President Donald Trump offered his prayers and condolences to the families of the victims. This is VOA News. UN Syria mediator Stefan de Mistura expressed alarm when